You might recall that on Ash Wednesday, I shared how I had just completed reading The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori, and how in reading that work, I was just really convinced that my Lenten observance should really be spent about going back to the basics and returning to simple prayers and customs and things of that nature that the book reminded me of. During the Lenten season, that name, St. Alphonsus Liguori, is one that we hear, one that we should be familiar with, especially here at our parish in Shawano. We use, for the most part, the Alphonsus Liguori Stations of the Cross. St. Alphonsus Liguori was born back in the 1690s, and he died in the 1780s. He lived over 250 years ago. And one of the things I simply marvel over is the fact that he wrote these Stations of the Cross meditations. Now, I didn't look this up partly because I don't want to know the answer. I just want to be able to muse over the possibilities. That St. Alphonsus Liguori writes his meditations on the Stations of the Cross. Now, he was a priest and a bishop. So, did he write them for his congregation, for the people in his flock? And so he led them and prayed these stations with them? Or did St. Alphonsus Liguori simply write these meditations only for himself? And that after he died, they were discovered. And then these little devotional booklets were created. If you think about it, a man who dies in the 1780s, and his prayers about the passion and death of Jesus are still being prayed today, really speaks to the timeless nature of the Stations of the Cross and reflections written by the saints. I like the Stations of the Cross by St. Alphonsus Liguori. I know some people might say they're not their cup of tea, but they're my cup of tea or coffee. I really enjoy them. I like them for a number of reasons. The first being is that as you pray the stations with them, St. Alphonsus Liguori tells you what to think of. He says, consider this. Then he gives a little description of the station. You know, Jesus is condemned to die. Well, consider this. Jesus standing before Pilate, receiving his sentence, or whatever St. Alphonsus says. But he gives us kind of the food for thought as we are looking at each of the stations of the cross. And then I really like how the people in the response, how we address Jesus. It's like, my most loving Jesus, my gentle Jesus, my dying Jesus, my buried Jesus. It's just the tender affection of us, children of God, calling upon the name of Jesus. I really like that too. And then at the very end of each of the reflections, there's this line that's repeated in each of the stations 14 times. I love you, Jesus, my love, with all my heart. I am sorry for ever having offended you. Never permit me to offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. It's repetitious. We say that 14 times. Lord, I love you. I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm going to try to do better. Help me to do your will. It's almost as if, as we repeat it again and again, that we're trying to let that phrase really take root in us, that what we're praying we mean, and that what we ask, that it happens, that we receive it. It's another reason why I love the stations. And the last reason is that in each of Alphonsus Liguori's stations, there's a certain grace that he has you pray for. Each one of them, 14 different graces. The one that struck me the most, he says in one of the stations, I pray to accept the death that you have destined for me with all that it entails. The grace to accept the death that will come for us. If you think about it, here we are in this year, 2024. We have, for some of us, 5, 10 more years of life. For others, 20, 30, 40 more years. For others, even more than that. But as we prayed the stations this year, and as we'll pray them in the future, we've said that prayer. Help me to accept the death that you will for me. Whatever death that might come in the future, cancer, illness, Lord, help me to accept it and help me to embrace it. And isn't that what this Good Friday is all about? It's all about the fact that Jesus accepted his death. That as he prayed in the garden the night before he died, Father, not my will, but yours be done. That was his prayer of acceptance, saying, Lord, I will do what you ask. I will undertake this passion. And so he accepted the death, and he accepted the cross, and he made his way to Calvary, and he accepted being nailed to the cross, and then he accepted death, commending his spirit into the hands of the Heavenly Father. Jesus accepted his death. And we come here today because we are so moved that the Lord Jesus did all of this for us. That he accepted death so that we might live. That he accepted death that we might be forgiven. That he accepted death that we would have salvation. And because Jesus did that for us so that his death on the cross would be sufficient, that no other sacrifice of old would be necessary ever again, that the sacrifice of the cross would be good once and for all for the forgiveness of sins. He accepted death for you and for me. And as we realize that today, it allows us to renew our love for the Lord Jesus. As we repeat those words of St. Alphonsus Liguori and make them our own today, I love you, Jesus, my love, with all my heart. I am sorry for ever having offended you. Never permit me to offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.